Don't worry, that's just the cat coming into the kitchen, explained Benji. But Humph and Dottie, Max and Rosie had all raced out through the kitchen door and disappeared back up the stairs as fast as their legs could carry them. Benji found them all back in the bedroom. It took some time to persuade them to come out.
Benji, will you always be here to look after us?
Dottie asked him. Benji gave a tiny little smile. It was nice to feel wanted.
Of course,
he replied. Humph was tired from their adventure.
How am I going to sleep when I'm so hungry?
He sniffed, settling back down on the bed. Dottie and Rosie giggled. They danced around on the bed. Max joined in. Why don't we all play in the yard tomorrow? Rosie suggested.
What's your yard like?
Asked Benji.
I'll show you,
said Dottie, and she helped Benji up so he could look out the window.
Wow,
he said.
It looks really exciting. Are you going to play in the yard, Humph?
Humph,
said Humph sleepily.
It's such a long way to the yard. I might just take a little nap instead.
Benji smiled at his sleepy new friend. Dottie jumped back onto the bed and started to bounce. Benji looked up at the moon. He had a feeling that he wouldn't be lonely anymore.